This is Morning Edition on KACU. I'm Heather Claiborne. This week, we've heard from the candidates on the May 5th ballot for Abilene's City Council Place 1 and Place 2 seats. We wrap up this series of interviews with the current Place 1 councilman and Mayor Pro Tem, Shane Price. The 50-year-old software developer has served on Abilene City Council for the last 9 years. He said his goal in sitting on the council is to make Abilene a little better every day. Shane, why do you want to return to City Council? What are the issues that you want to help decide at this point?
When I first got on, we had the economic downturn and we had some furlough days and it was a difficult time. And there was already a history of the city councils before not putting enough into streets. And then when we had to really cut back on things, it accelerated issues with that. We've been able to make some good headway with the work done from the bond project from 2015, but that's the main streets through town that people drive on. And so things look better as you're just moving around town, but in most neighborhoods and around smaller businesses, you run into the potholes and the things like that. One thing that has not been a big talking point during this election because of the rains that we had in the last few years is water. But not long ago, we were in a drought of record, and we made some progress in providing for additional water supplies, but we still have the Cedar Ridge Reservoir project that we're working with the Corps of Engineers and the EPA on, and I'd like to see us get further down the road with that project as well.
Now, you did mention the roads, and this week's ballot also gives voters a chance to speak up on the proposed street maintenance fee. It's a non-binding vote, almost like an opinion poll. You've stated that if voters reject it, you'll vote against it.
That is correct.
Okay, so would that mean just continuing to issue bonds to fix the streets?
Well, if we don't do the street maintenance fee, then we'll have to address it during the budget. And I would rather do it in the budget on an annual basis instead of going to the voters for bonds, because bonds is long-term debt that the roads start to deteriorate before you finish paying off the debt and you're having to fix what you're still paying on.
But these projects are millions of dollars. Is there that much in the budget to address
it? Well, no, there's not. It's just there's a limit to how much the citizens of Abilene can pay. We can't pay $370 million today. What we're trying to do is reach a point where we can turn the corner and make improvements to roads before they reach the point where they are deteriorating quickly.
One of the other projects that the city is looking at is the downtown hotel plan, and you voiced support for that. What else do you think Abilene could be doing to attract convention and other tourism? Do you have any concerns about the hotel plan?
The ACVB is marvelous in going out promoting Abilene, and the Cultural Affairs Council has been amazing. And when someone comes here, they can see the storybook characters and working with Susan Keene to get us designated as the storybook capital of Texas. And we're working to get the designation of storybook capital of the United States. And so it's just something that gives us a unique draw so that when people are considering Abilene and they're looking at us, one, do we have a convention hotel? But then promoting Abilene and having these attraction so that when people come here, they go, wow, that was really fun to be here, and help people be promoting Abilene when they leave.
So that's a look at some of the, you know, business interests and cultural interest. You've also said that you think some groups in Abilene are underserved. Which groups do you think are underserved? What have you done during your time on City Council to try to address those issues and those needs?
You know, depending on what topic you're looking at, there are people that are underserved. The examples that I gave in the paper when they asked me that was the area around Lake Fort Phantom. And with fire service, which is one of the key protections that people look to the city for, they have a ISO rating of 10, which is the worst. But the rest of the city has an ISO rating of 1, which is the best. That's because it takes so long to get a fire truck or a fire engine out to respond to, whether it's a medical emergency or a fire that's around the lake. One of the things that we have to look at is eventually providing additional service in that area. The balance to that is the population density is not as high there as in other areas. And so it's kind of a return on investment kind of thing of, can we afford to do that? And do the citizens as a whole want to do that?
You said a little while ago that you think part of the reason that the streets in Abilene are in such bad shape is that the maintenance has kind of been put off until it's at a terrible point. What are some other issues that really haven't gotten enough attention?
There's been a lot of concern with the animal shelter, and the root problem is that the shelter that we have wasn't really designed as an adoption type center. It was designed as a place to house animals until they had to be put down. We don't have a full-time vet, and so when animals come in that look like they're sick, you know, they have to be quarantined for a little while, and the city manager would like us to consider hiring at least a part-time vet to help address those concerns as those animals are brought in. So those are some things that we'll also be looking at in the budget process, is how can we better protect those animals that get brought into the animal services.
Well, you've had 9 years on city council. Either looking back or looking to the immediate future, why would you say voters should cast their ballot for you over your challenger?
I work hard to bring together people of different interests and different needs. That's really been one of the most gratifying parts of serving on the council, is being in touch with more people that have resources and have a passion for doing something, and then meeting somebody that has a need and connecting them. I also work hard to maintain good communication with the county. When I got on the council, there were things happening that the city would do that the county found out when it hit the newspaper. And so I've been very intentional in trying to make sure I communicate with the county commissioners that the Abilene Independent School District and the Wiley School Districts, having just good communication and relationship with those entities is important to me, because we are all working together with taxpayer money to serve the taxpayers in Abilene.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed being here.
Shane Price is running for re-election to place one on Abilene City Council in this Saturday's election. This week, we've heard from all of the candidates for Abilene's City Council, both place one and place two. To hear any of the interviews you've missed, find us on Facebook. You can find links to each of the interviews we've aired this week. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.